to this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live, the show which ensures that you profit from your time spent here with experts, either through their industry insights, information, or simply learning from them. And today we have Estelle Gibson. She is a TED speaker, author, and holistic financial coach. Welcome to the show, Estelle.
Thank you, Kaj. Thanks so much for having me.
You are welcome to the show, Estelle. You are welcome to India in this online form. And I'm sure not just in India, but a lot of people across the globe will benefit from what we are talking about, especially, you know, it is about money. So a lot of people will be finding it much more interesting how they can rewrite their money story. But first, to understand from you, I've heard about holistic health coach. What is this holistic financial coach? Help us understand this.
Okay, so the first question for you, Kaj, is can you think of an area in your life that money doesn't affect? Right?
It all depends on how you look at relationships. But yes, right. It has its relationship with almost all relationships in today.
Exactly. So it affects your health. It affects your relationships. It affects your physical environment. So as a holistic financial coach, we look at the person as a whole, and not just in the area of money, but how money affects all those areas of their life. So that's one piece of it. And then looking at your money from a money and mindset, so a body, mind, and spirit perspective, not just money in the physical.
Absolutely. Well said. Now tell us a bit about yourself. What has been your money story? People always see, okay, this is the person I'm listening to. Let me know about their story so that before I can trust about rewriting my own story with them.
Yes. So everyone has more than one money story, but the catalyst for me moving into this work was the story of my divorce. And how I, after 5 years of marriage, my husband came home one day and just blurted out, I want a divorce. And just like that, everything changed. And what happened for me was that even though I'm a financial professional and was working in the field, I reverted back to a money story that I had from my childhood, which is one person manages all the money, which was my father. And I reverted back to that in my marriage. So I was working with people's money all day long, so I was really excited and thrilled that my husband at the time was managing our money. But the problem that I had was that I didn't stay involved. He managed the money, and then when we got divorced, I had to rebuild my life financially and emotionally at the same time. And during that process, I went through something. One of the processes I went through in self-development was your first experience with money, dealing with all of these mindset issues and a holistic sort of framework for dealing with your money. And that's when I thought about, created, did it for myself, started to rewrite my money story.
Absolutely. And then you went on to do this TED Talk, Financial Dependency 2023, and 2.3 million views. You not only change your life, but changing lives even today. And even now, we are talking about the rewriting of money story. That is also the top, the first book that you wrote, Rewrite Your Money Story, journal. So I want to understand, you know, how does one see their relationship with money? How do they get started with just the understanding of what money is for them? And also, do talk about the book wherever, you know, it can help people in getting started with their money story.
Yes. So just a little bit of background. The framework that I use, Kaj, is that our beliefs, it's really based on your belief system. And our beliefs are built on four levels. The society that we live in, you know, I'm in the United States, so we have different stories about money, credit, debt, what we do, capitalism, all of that, compared to other continents and countries. So the level of the society that you live in, the community that you grow up in, whether it's a religious community, a geographical community, friends. Now with the internet, your social community, right? So there are messages and stories that you learn from that community, then your family of origin. So many families have different mottos, whether it's I have to work hard for my money, or we have to have a business, or we have to work for somebody else, whatever those stories are at the family level and then at the personal level, whether you've been bankrupt, been divorced, had a job, lost a business, started a business, all of those experiences create the narrative for your money story. So it's complicated. It's not as simple as, you know, what is my money story? So I have people, and that's what the journal is about, looking at those different levels of belief and finding out for yourself, because everyone has specific money stories from their experiences. And I always say, Kaj, what is seen is more impactful than what is heard. So in our formative years, we experience what's going on in these four environments, and we adopt those behaviors and beliefs without even thinking about it.
Right, Estelle. So nowadays I get to hear this whole thing about abundance mindset.
Yes.
Have talk. And so does that mean that a person goes and uses all of his credit or her credit cards and buy a lot of things and feel that sense of abundance? A lot of people in or different cultures, they talk about savings. So how should one calibrate, or you know, how should one calibrate these two different ideas? And are people understanding the abundance mindset, which is a positive way, but people can understand it in a different way, splurging on things that you may not need? Help us understand. And if you save too much, then life passes you by and you have left with only your whatever money you have got in the bank. Help us understand about the story that you want to write, which is, you know, calibrating both these different and difficult aspects of our lives.
Yes. So it starts, Kaj, with what you want. And a lot of times we don't think about what we want. So I have people start with dreaming big and thinking about what they desire in their life. And the first piece of that is defining for yourself, what is wealth? What is wealth or financial freedom mean for you? For some people, it means freedom of time. For some people, it means, you know, feeling secure and having a lot of money in the bank. For some people, it's not having any debt. So that is the first piece, is to define for you, for each individual, what does wealth mean? And abundance for me, prosperity and abundance is beyond money. It is abundance of all things, abundance of health, abundance of time, abundance of love. So when you talk about abundance, and if people are going out to feel abundant by spending money, that in my definition isn't really it. It's, and here's the thing. People want to spend money because they want what money gives them. So money makes them feel a certain way. They buy something and it's the feeling, or it's the experience, or what they get from what they do. And for financial freedom, it's what people get from financial freedom. Is it financial peace? Is it, you know, not to worry? Is it to provide for their family? So it really is an individual thing, and it is defined by what you want. And we don't think about that. We just go for what we think we want, or what other people have, or what we've seen people have, or what we think is the right thing. But people really, it's an inside job. People really have to internalize for themselves what is important in the stage of life, and I call it your money life, that you're in.
Right. Now, let me ask you about money this way. Who gives you money? Is it God? Is it your destiny? Is it your mindset? Is it your money earns money for you? Is it your salary? Or is it about your, again, mentality? I want to understand so that, you know, because we keep on searching money. People keep on working hard all through their life.
Right.
And some people nowadays say you can earn money very quickly online, sell one template, and it will make you rich. And many people believe it. Some people do actually do it. But the wrong type of people go for it, and they are broke. They never make money. So that is why I asked, who gives you money? What gets you your money?
So that is a, once again, individual that it's really answered individually, and it's really based on belief systems, which is a money story. So who gives you money? Some people believe that it is, a universal substance, whether you believe in God or source or whatever you call a higher power, that it is given, asking it is given. And so it's based on two things. Kaj, I want to talk about two things. One is thought and feelings is what creates your beliefs. So a manifestation formula is your words create your thoughts create your beliefs create your feelings create your action or reaction, and that creates your experience. That's the manifestation formula. So the key to the formula is feelings and beliefs. So, and that's the story. So depending on what you believe with conviction, with passion, with feeling is what you're going to manifest. So it depends on that. So if you believe it's God and you believe that and you feel that and you're passionate about it, then you will act out of that and have an experience based on that. So it's really based on that formula.
Okay. Now let's come to your book, the second book,
Yes.
Poor by Choice? Question mark. So why would somebody be poor by choice? What do we actually mean by that? You talk about overcome the lie and create a new financial truth.
Right.
It almost sounds like a matrix that some people decide to live in. Money matrix. Help us understand this particular book, and so that people can actually learn as much as possible. Who is this book for?
So this book is for anyone that wants to break free from anything that is holding them back. So the premise of the book, it is a continuation of my TED talk. So it's got a couple different meanings, Kaj. So people are financially dependent by choice or by circumstance. And then it's a rhetorical question. Do we really have a choice? Is thinking you don't have a choice a choice? Do we have choices that we make through our lives? And there are different choices and directions that people can go. And for me, myself, I grew up and my parents didn't have money to send me to college. So I had a choice to make. Was I going to stay home, get a job, not go to college, or find a way myself and go to college? That was a choice. When I got a divorce, I could have chosen a whole different pathway, but I chose to rebuild my life financially and emotionally. So there's different choices that we have in our money life, but we don't realize it. So the book is based on telling you about what is financial dependency, and it is more than just being dependent on a person. It's dependent on a job. It's dependent on loved ones if you've had a tragedy. It's, there's lots of dependency that I explain in the book and the solution to that. And then I talk about my five-step coaching process that I take people through to create financial freedom. And then the third part of the book, because money is a customized, because it's based on our experience, skills, and what we know in order to get the right plan for us, I talk about in the last section, five or six money topics: savings, investing, spending plan, no more money diets. It's my spin on the six main money topics and how you can get started on creating the goals that you want for your financial life and achieving those goals. And part of that is money story.
Right, Estelle. Now, talking about the young generation, a lot
Yes.
of people, especially parents, tell about their kids, and kids also are interested nowadays. They watch a lot of videos
Right.
that one should know about financial education, about money from an early life. Then there is another set of people who talk about this term called YOLO. You only live once, and then
Right.
you talk about spending. So, what would you like to tell different sets of people, especially young people, who are trying to understand what money is all about, life is all about, whether they should live life or live life later? How should they view money in their understanding when their minds are too impressionable?
Right. I love talking to young people, Kaj, because they have time on their side. So that is a huge benefit, because with very, and I talk about it in the book, with very little money, you can start now and begin to invest as little as, you know, $1,000 a year and begin to build that. And then also being conscious of your spending, not just spending based on your wants, you know, based on what you're being marketed to, being pressured through social media, but really getting clear on what is the dream you have for your life and what is the wealth definition you have for your life. And, you know, what does that mean for you? You can learn the basics of financial literacy. Everyone can learn that. It's not that difficult. So that's a good thing to do so that you understand we live in a society that we still deal with money. So we have to understand how it works. But then you can have the power and choice to make it work for you based on what you want. And as a young person, it's, I mean, the sky's the limit. A lot of people I work with are, you know, up older in age, and they're trying to recoup. And young people have all that time on their hands, so they can direct their future and be consciously directing their future with their money, definitely.
Right, right, Estelle. So as a financial, holistic financial coach,
yes,
what is it that people generally come to you for? What are their major questions? And also, I'm interested for the audience, the age group that needs some sort of this sort of, you know, holistic financial advice from you, coaching from you.
So people come to me usually with a lot of symptoms and problems. So whether it's I don't have enough money saved and I want to retire, or I make enough money, but I still don't have anything to show for it, or I'm living paycheck to paycheck. So it's different for every scenario, but it's usually a symptom. And the key, Kaj, is that this, it's just a symptom, like when you go to the doctor. There's usually an underlying problem, which leads to the belief system and the money story that they don't have a clue about. But they come with a presenting problem that they want to overcome, just like with any coaching scenario. And then when we look at what's underneath those symptoms and we get to the core problems, the core beliefs in their life, then they can begin to shift and change their life. So I wouldn't say it's necessarily age dependent. I would say it's situational and experiential, like what are you going through in your life? And quite honestly, to do the kind of work at this level, people want to really make a change. You know, they've got to have gone through something. And unfortunately, people want to make a change after they've had some kind of issue or problem in their life. It would be great if people, and recently I did have a couple come to me, they just got married and they wanted to get themselves set up because they already know they have different moneying styles. So we're working together to get them to be a cohesive, on the same page with money, because they know that they're not. So it can be proactive and that's great. But a lot of times it's because someone is in a situation that they need to get out of.
Wonderful. There is much to understand about money from you, Estelle, and I'm sure a lot of people would want to learn more from you, directly from you, get coached by you. So what is the best way for them to connect with you?
The best way to connect with me is at estellegibson.com, or I'm on Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube, just Estelle Gibson, and you can find me there.
Absolutely. With this, it's a wrap on this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live. Thank you so much indeed for joining us.